Hello, Wassermans. I'm Marcus Rigsby. Nolan Wasserman, age 11, looked all the way down the steep grassy hill to the bottom rocks that curved up like a ramp, which in a moment would send him rocketing skyward for the final reckoning. He looked up to the Willweather Group Company skyscraper hovering on twin jets a mile above him in the starry sky. For too long, company president Martin Willweather had looked down on the little town of Bedwood from his palace in the sky, his great technological feat and symbol of his unquestionable power. It was time for that flying skyscraper to come down. "I'm a bit sad, Follett," said Nolan, coasting his bike to the edge of the hill, "now that it's almost over." "Sad," said the bike, "not scared, not wetting your little pants from fright." Nolan laughed. "I bet Willweather is going to cry when he sees us." "Yeah," said the bike, "wet his face." The bike's frame was etched with magic runes signifying flight. The water bottle cage had been replaced with the panpipes they'd received from the sheepkin for valor. When Nolan slid over the hill, the pedals activated the oscillating bellows which blew into the panpipes, and the night air rang with the notes of the wind song. They swooped off the land ramp and darted into the air, a straight shot toward the skyscraper that hung slanted and black in the starry horizon. They would feel the heat of its hover jets before the sun rose.